Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway. English anyway. Yes, English anyway at all.
Английский на всякий случай. Сегодня мы научимся составлять условные предложения. Фразы типа «Если бы шел дождь, я взяла бы зонтик». Мы познакомимся с полицейским. Наверное, погода очень жаркая, потому что все, кто попадаются ему на пути, раздеты. Если бы было холодно или если бы шел дождь, они надели бы пальто или плащ. Итак, вначале стоит жаркий сухой день. Не холодно и дождь не идет. Когда холодно, Кит надевает пальто. А когда идет дождь, он носит плащ.
English anyway. Yes, this is English anyway.
Isn't life wonderful?
It's hot.
It's very hot.
It's a hot day.
It's a very hot day.
It's extremely hot. Extremely hot. Aren't you hot, Keith?
Yes, I am.
Aren't you hot, McGee?
Yes, I am.
Aren't you hot, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Yes, it's extremely hot. I like hot weather. Isn't life wonderful?
Hot.
Cold.
Hot and cold.
Hot opposite cold.
It isn't cold.
It isn't a cold day.
No, it isn't cold. It's hot and dry.
When it's cold, I wear a coat.
Wear a coat.
It isn't cold today, so I'm not wearing a coat.
It's hot and dry.
Dry, not wet, dry.
Wet and dry.
Wet.
Dry.
A wet day.
A dry day.
Wet weather.
Dry weather.
Wet and dry.
Wet opposite dry.
When it's wet, I wear a raincoat.
Wear a raincoat.
It isn't wet today, so I'm not wearing a raincoat.
Сегодня Майк не носит пальто, потому что не холодно. Но если бы было холодно, он надел бы пальто. А если бы было очень холодно, он надел бы теплое, большое, big, пальто. Прошедшее время глагола to be – это was или
work.
Но в условных предложениях мы обычно употребляем
work
в первом, втором и третьем лицах.
Mike isn't wearing a coat because it isn't cold. And he isn't wearing a raincoat because it isn't wet.
I'm not wearing a coat at all.
You see, it's hot. But if it were cold, he'd wear a coat.
If it were cold, he would wear
a coat.
Yes. If it were cold, I'd wear a coat. If it were very cold, I'd wear a big coat.
If it were cold, he'd wear a coat.
He'd wear a coat if it were cold.
But it's very, 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 very hot. But it's very, 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 very hot.
Сегодня сухо, но если бы шел дождь, то Майк надел бы плащ. А если бы шел очень сильный дождь, он надел бы плащ и взял бы зонтик. Обратите внимание, что мы говорим where вместо was в условных предложениях.
No, Mike isn't wearing a coat at all.
No, I'm not.
You see, it's dry today, but if it were wet, he'd wear a raincoat.
If it were wet, he would wear
a raincoat.
Yes, if it were wet, I'd wear a raincoat. If it were extremely wet, I'd wear a raincoat and I'd carry an umbrella.
If it were wet, he'd wear a raincoat.
He'd wear a raincoat if it were wet.
If it were extremely wet, he'd carry an umbrella.
He'd carry an umbrella if it were extremely wet.
But it's very, 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 very dry. But it's very, 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 very dry.
Ну, а вот и наш полицейский. Он замечает раздетого человека и говорит, «Не изволите ли объяснить, почему на вас нет одежды?» Тот отвечает, «Но я ношу шляпу», и спрашивает полицейского, почему тот не снимает одежды. Но это было бы нарушением полицейских правил. Если бы было холодно, то этот человек надел бы пальто, но поскольку очень жарко, он хочет, чтобы ему было прохладно, и потому разделся. Но ведь ходить голым по закону запрещено, а закон ведь от погоды не зависит.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Would you explain why you are naked?
Naked?
You aren't wearing any clothes.
Are you a policeman?
Yes, I am. Would you mind explaining why you are naked?
I am not naked.
You look naked to me, sir.
I'm wearing a hat.
Yes, that's true. In that case, sir, would you mind explaining why you are naked except for a hat?
Certainly.
Yes?
I'm hot.
You're hot?
Yes, it's a hot day. A very hot day. Aren't you hot?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you take your clothes off?
That would be against police regulations, sir.
Police regulations?
If I took my clothes off, it would be against police regulations.
Well, in that case, I'm glad I'm not a policeman.
Nakedness is also against the law, sir.
If it were cold, I'd wear a coat.
That would do, sir.
But it isn't cold.
No.
If it were wet, I'd wear a raincoat.
Ah, that would do, sir.
But it isn't wet.
No, it isn't.
It's extremely hot, and I want to keep cool.
I'm afraid the law doesn't change with the weather, sir.
Анна носит одежду. Она не ходит раздетой. Нагота противозаконна, а закон не зависит от погоды. Анна, Майк и Кит носят одежду. Брюки, рубашку, платье. Кит спрашивает Майка. Не изволишь ли объяснить, почему ты не носишь пальто?
Naked.
Naked?
Naked.
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 I'm wearing clothes. I'm not naked.
Anna is not naked.
Nakedness is against the law.
And the law doesn't change with the weather.
The weather changes.
It's hot one day.
And cold the next.
It's dry one day.
And wet the next.
Yes, the weather changes.
But the law doesn't change. It doesn't change with the weather.
I'm not naked. I'm wearing clothes.
Mike is not naked.
Nakedness is against the law.
Naked, nakedness.
And the law doesn't change with the weather.
I'm wearing clothes. I'm not naked.
McGee isn't naked.
Nakedness is against the law.
Naked, nakedness.
And I'm afraid the law doesn't change with the weather. So, Anna, Mike and McGee are wearing clothes.
I'm wearing trousers and a shirt.
Oh, I'm wearing a shirt and trousers.
And I'm wearing a dress.
A shirt?
Trousers?
And a dress.
Clothes. Mike?
Yes?
Would you mind explaining why you aren't wearing a coat?
Repeat that, please.
Would you mind...
explaining why...
you are not wearing...
a coat.
Repeat it again, please.
Would you mind...
explaining...
why you aren't wearing...
a coat.
Certainly.
Mike is now explaining.
It isn't cold.
Кит спрашивает Анну. Не изволишь ли объяснить, почему ты не носишь плащ? Дождя нет. Если бы шел дождь, она надела бы плащ. Итак, мы употребляем слово wear, а не was, в условных предложениях.
Anna?
Yes?
Would you mind explaining why you aren't wearing a raincoat? Would you mind explaining why you aren't wearing a raincoat? Would you mind explaining why you aren't wearing a raincoat?
Certainly.
Anna is now explaining.
It isn't raining.
Would you mind explaining why you aren't wearing a raincoat?
It isn't raining. If it were raining, if it were wet, I would wear a raincoat.
And if it were cold, I'd wear a coat. I'd also wear a hat and gloves, if it were cold.
A hat and gloves, eh?
I'd wear a hat on my head, and I'd wear gloves on my hands, if it were cold.
А вот и полицейский. Навстречу ему идет раздетый человек, но на руках у него перчатки. «Не изволите ли объяснить, почему вы ходите раздетым?» – спрашивает полицейский. Жаркий день. Почему бы и вам не снять свою одежду? Но это было бы против полицейских правил. Голый человек говорит, что если бы было холодно, он надел бы пальто. Но сейчас жарко. И все же закон от погоды не зависит.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Would you explain why you are naked?
Naked?
You aren't wearing any clothes.
Are you a policeman?
Yes, I am. Would you mind explaining why you are naked?
I am not naked.
You look naked to me, sir.
I'm wearing some gloves.
Yes, that's true. In that case, sir, would you mind explaining why you are naked except for some gloves?
Certainly.
Yes?
I'm hot.
You're hot?
Yes, it's a hot day, a very hot day. Aren't you hot?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you take your clothes off?
That would be against police regulations, sir.
Police regulations?
If I took my clothes off, it would be against police regulations.
Well, in that case, I'm glad I'm not a policeman.
Nakedness is also against the law, sir.
If it were cold, I'd wear a coat.
That would do, sir.
But it isn't cold.
No.
If it were wet, I'd wear a raincoat.
That would do, sir.
But it isn't wet.
No, it isn't.
It's extremely hot, and I want to keep cool.
I'm afraid the law doesn't change with the weather, sir.
Анна не гречанка. Она не живет в Греции. У нее не греческое имя, и она не пьет рицину. Но если бы она была гречанкой, она жила бы в Греции. У нее было бы греческое имя, и ей нравилось бы пить рицину и узу.
I am not Greek.
What?
What did she say?
What was that?
I'm not Greek.
I know. You don't live in Greece. Your name isn't Greek.
And I don't like rizzino or ouzo. Now, if I were Greek...
If she were Greek...
I'd live in Greece.
She would. She'd live in Greece.
Perhaps I'd live in Athens. And if I were Greek, I'd drink rizzino and ouzo.
She would drink rizzino and ouzo.
Those are Greek drinks.
Yes, things would be very different if I were Greek.
Now, keep cool. Here, have a drink of water.
Thanks.
If I were you, if you were me, if she were Greek, things would be very different.
Анна близорука. «Где твои очки?» – спрашивает Кит. А потом Кит, Майк и Мэгги говорят нам, «Если бы я был близорук, я носил бы очки». Анна не может найти свои очки.
Anna.
Yes?
Are you short-sighted?
Yes.
Anna is short-sighted.
Short-sighted, huh?
Where are your glasses?
Glasses.
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 Glasses. If I were short-sighted, I'd wear glasses.
If I were short-sighted, I'd wear glasses.
If I were short-sighted, I'd wear glasses.
So, Anna, where are your glasses?
I can't find them. BBC English by Radio repeat again that in conditional sentences, the past of the verb to be is normally were for all persons. Thank you.
А теперь полицейский обнаруживает раздетую женщину. На ней только очки. Не изволит ли она объяснить? О, да, конечно. Жаркий день. Полицейский снять одежду не может. Это было бы против полицейских правил. Если бы шел дождь, то, говорит эта женщина, она надела бы плащ. Но дождь не идет, нагота противозаконна, а закон от погоды не зависит.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
Would you explain why you are naked?
Naked?
You aren't wearing any clothes.
Are you a policeman?
Yes, I am. Would you mind explaining why you are naked?
I'm not naked.
You look naked to me, miss.
I'm wearing my glasses.
Yes, that's true. In that case, miss, would you mind explaining why you are naked except for your glasses?
Certainly.
Yes?
I'm short-sighted.
You're short-sighted?
And I'm hot.
You're hot?
Yes, it's a hot day. A very hot day. Aren't you hot?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you take your clothes off?
That would be against police regulations, miss.
Police regulations?
If I took my clothes off, it would be against police regulations.
Well, in that case, I'm glad I'm not a policeman.
Nakedness is also against the law, miss.
If it were cold, I'd wear a coat.
That would do, miss.
But it isn't cold.
No.
If it were wet, I'd wear a raincoat.
That would do, miss.
But it isn't wet.
No, it isn't.
It's extremely hot, and I want to keep cool.
I'm afraid the law doesn't change with the weather, miss.
Ну вот, на сегодня все. И не забывайте, мы говорим
were,
а не was, во всех условных предложениях. Всего доброго.
English fast, English slow, English anyway. English high, English low, English anyway. English you can learn.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway.